Welcome back to the Retrocade Podcast. This is episode 26, 25 or 26, Sean? Which one is it?
We gotta do our math
here. We should probably look that up before we actually start
very
the episode.
Professional.
I mean, literally every
beginning.
Time we do it, we
it's
we
almost at 30. It's getting up there.
We're
for
getting up
certainly.
This is episode 26. So the last one was that was the name of the episode, Toys R Us Extension. But wait, did we talk on that episode before it was going?
Yeah, so it was. We kind of was a preemptive. Guess on the head.
We knew.
We smelled the end, and the guillotine dropped on childhood memories.
When did that happen? When did that drop?
I would say in the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks, maybe. Yeah, because that's what everybody's been talking about the last 2 weeks. So that episode we dropped the February 15th. So what do we have? Inside information?
We just had that. Assumption. That
we did. We knew it was going down.
Educated guess.
Yeah, Toys R Us extinction. That's funny. But we called it. So are we getting anything? Out of that? Did we short the
it
stock?
Just shows that Retrocade's on point.
We're on point. We're ahead of the curve, man. We're ahead of our time. Apparently,
pressing childhood news.
Pressing
we got it first.
All the stuff we know. We're on board here. So it's
a lot to go over. It's been a
lot to go over. It's been so. All right, February 15th were our last episodes. It's been a few weeks here.
Certainly
a few weeks. So a lot of things have gone down. How was your St. Paddy's Day, Sean? Was it fantastic?
It was good.
Yeah,
booze filled certainly.
Yeah, booze filled. It was filled with booze. Where'd you go? Anywhere good?
Yeah, it was in the city. Actually, we met up.
Yeah, we met
up.
Yeah, I was at the parade itself. The parade was good. We walked past old Trump Tower. It was funny when I was in front of Trump Tower. There was this little group of Irish women. I'm assuming they're Irish because they all had red hair and it was St. Paddy's Day and all wearing
green. Safe guess.
Well, they were. So they had this big banner. I'm like across from Trump Tower. I'm like, oh, I guess they're protesting Trump. Like, yeah. And then I look at it and it says Irish Women for Trump. The big.
There you
I wish
go.
I took a picture of it. I was laughing so hard.
I like that.
And they
a lot.
All had their. I should have known. I guess somebody had a red hat that Make America Great hat on. That was funny. And then I walked through Central Park because it's right over there. The parade goes up Fifth Avenue.
In contrast, if you go to the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You're not going to see any low signs.
Do you think you would, or would they not last long? Like, have you seen Hispanics or Latinos? Or
I could see them having a truck pinata just beating into a pole.
I could totally see that. That'll probably be in the parade.
For sure.
But, like, do you think you'd see, a small niche group that says, Latinos for Trump?
They wouldn't. That's a death march.
That's
they
my
wouldn't.
Point. It's so funny because, you don't see, any – you didn't see any, Irish people, getting pissed off and stepping on their banner.
They're getting their blue-collar jobs.
Yeah. They're happy with their blue-collar jobs, and they're making America white again. It's
but
local.
Jose's
not
getting
happening.
Job.
So you probably didn't see Latinos for Trump or Puerto Ricans for
harassing
Trump.
His uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
Going downhill
happening.
From there.
Right. So you'd see that. So then I met up with you on downtown Wall Street. And,
it's always a good time.
Yeah, it's always a good time. Those are good bars over there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the Ulysses. If you're ever in downtown Manhattan, there's the Wall Street bars. All the big Wall Street guys will unwind.
Speaking
on
of this shit, you want to give us a shout out. We'll be attending to the Big Apple Comic Con.
We sure will if anybody wants to meet
April
us at
14th.
April 14th.
In Manhattan.
I'll also, go ahead.
You can
Sean.
Message,
Yeah, shoot us a message.
Drinks are on us if any of the fans are out there.
Absolutely. We're going to have a little meet and greet. It's going to be fantastic. Sean will be signing autographs. He's going to bring his Sharpie pen. $7 autographs. $20 for pictures.
Free beers to any fans. Come out. Just reach out to
us.
Yeah,
we'll
hang
out.
We'll go to a bar out to...
Yeah, hopefully we'll get some
of
the footage.
Let me tell you, I like these conventions because the Comic-Con is just overwhelming.
Well,
it's
the
Comic-Con, huge.
New York Comic-Con.
It's $100 per pass, and you're waiting on lines the entire time.
Well, I paid, I think for the one day last year, I paid $60, and I didn't even go because I had the pass, too. I have it in my room.
Was it like a Thursday or something?
It was probably the Friday. I was supposed to go with Mikey, Fat Mike of the podcast, and he didn't... He unfortunately passed away.
He wasn't in physical shape to go at that point.
That's why you have to buy the tickets now. Not now, but you have to fan verify. It's always in October, so you have to fan verify in June, and then you buy the tickets when they go on sale.
It's like going to a concert.
It really is. It's a big deal because now it's not like it was 10 years ago. Like the last time I made it to New York Comic Con was 2010 with Mikey, and he just bought the tickets. It was no big deal. Nowadays, it's like you said, it's like a fucking sold out concert.
So I like the smaller ones because they're just more approachable.
There's not billions of lines. Right. You don't have to deal with the lines and the crowd.
Walk right in.
Yeah, there's plenty of cosplay still.
Let me tell you something. There's awesome cosplay.
Awesome cosplay.
The Harley Quinn's walking around. And all that, and the merch is fantastic.
Great
so there's
merch.
No exclusivity merch when it comes to
this
pop figure that has blue hair. And
exactly,
it's like
the New York
$100.
Right, the New York Comic Con exclusive.
But you see
that has like nothing other than like exactly like a little like a little. Oh, but it's got the got the Raider emblem.
He has a pink vest.
Yeah, it's got the pink vest. Alternative arts and artwork. Yeah, there's not much of that at like the big.
However, the vendors are still. Epic, yeah. Amazing stuff.
Yeah. No, it's a good time. That's the whole thing. It's like, I'm not going to these things as if they're like a mind-changing concert. I'm going to just like have a good day,
and
you know?
It's
enjoy
cool.
It.
I look at it as like going to a museum in a way.
Yeah.
You see these like $20,000 Superman comics that are just cool to look
at.
Exactly. You're not going to buy them.
No.
But you see them in person, and it's
cool.
Awesome.
Exactly.
You know?
It's just cool to be like, sick. It's a good time.
And there's definitely tons of writers there. Like,
tons of writers.
My buddy last year.
That's another thing. Maybe that they'll be slightly less big names. You know,
there was some big...
You're not going to have the Mark Hamills there.
No, but like Bendis was there. He's a huge...
Yeah.
He wrote the X-Men comics.
Right, you're going to get good artists and good comic book writers, and you might get like a name here or two.
Yeah, it's not
going to
be a Stranger Things panel with...
No,
Netflix
exactly. You're not
going to
have the
around.
Full Stranger Things panel or like the, you know, The Last Jedi panel with
the...
The
perfect
Captain
advantage
Kennedy
for people
Mark
that
Hamill.
Don't want the overhyped bullshit.
Right, the premium... Don't worry about that one. He's breaking things. But yeah, there's...
Saturations.
Right, and so it's much more lax, you know, like it's almost nowadays like it's a stressful thing to do the Comic-Con thing because it's such a deal. You have to fan verify to get the tickets, then you actually have to get the tickets, and that's months before October Comic-Con, because now you might have to do it in June or July. So now you're doing it 5 months out. You know, I think it's about 5 months out, or maybe even longer, because I talked about this with Mikey. I think I bought the tickets before he passed away last May, so we probably bought them in late April. So you need like 6 months in advance. You have to buy the tickets, and then you have to and then the whole day of actually going out there, parking is horrendous because you got 30,000 people that going.
And it's not even city. It's the whole world's flock. East
right.
Coast is blocking the Javits Center.
Exactly. It's not
it's
like
complete
few,
nightmare.
The Big Apple Comic-Con. It's people in the area, tri-state area. With New York Comic-Con, you get people fucking sleeping over and going to the panels. And they're coming,
the
I came
is,
from
too,
Rochester.
The Javits
I came
Center
from Wisconsin.
Is not the most convenient
venue.
Subway to, you know. You
oh,
gotta,
yeah. No, I always drive in.
You got to hop Ubers and you got to walk blocks and blocks.
You could take the express bus and walk, but I never go with people that want to do that. Like Mikey, like he ain't going to walk. I used to do that with the car show with him. You know, they had the International Car Show at the Javits Center, which is actually on right now. That just started. I might go to that. But so that used to be to take the X bus and walk a few blocks. But nowadays, it's like, nobody wants to walk the 6 blocks.
So this one, you pop in, day of, pay cash, you walk right in. It's about $40. It's also very affordable.
Get paid for this, by the way. We're just talking about how we like Big Apple Comic Con.
No, there's no sponsorship.
We're
here.
Not sponsored.
We're just.
If you put Retrocade in the promo code, you get 10% off. If only, if only. This is,
no,
this is such
a time.
Shitty podcast.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
It's
and,
a great time. Yeah,
we'll be
just
there. So
to enjoy
anyone there, just shoot us a message.
What are the tickets? How much are the tickets, by the way?
Roughly about $40.
It's fine. It's not that bad compared to like Comic Con. And
I stuck in one of the year. I just stuck one.
Yeah,
in.
It's not like Javits where the gates are guarded by military. You know, National Guard is at the door. With
brooding Jamal's there. He's going to beat you up.
Yeah, he's going to friggin' toss you out, like a Jazzy Jeff style. Ah!
So there's a lot going on. Black Panther
it.
Was hit the ground running.
Hit
huge
ground
success
running.
For Marvel. I was surprised a little bit by how popular it was.
The massive success. Is it the first highest Marvel movie?
It was almost fourth grossing last I checked, but I haven't seen it in about 2 weeks as far as the numbers were concerned.
Let's check those numbers. It's cracked $780 million. This is a few weeks ago. So it's cracked $780 million in the worldwide box office. And then March 6th roars to $910 million.
It's going to hit that treasured
bill mark. It's the second
highest
Marvel movie ever. Let's check it out on Box Office Mojo, too. Because so now they're saying it's brought in more movie than The Last Jedi at this point.
You know what, though? The Last Jedi, I don't think got the rewatches at the.
Definitely not. Because a lot of people were disgusted, so you didn't get those rewatches, you know? But do you think a lot of people rewatch Black Panther, though?
I believe so.
Really?
For sure.
I didn't. I watched it the once.
I watched it the once. I fell asleep as I do sometimes in movies. I caught a late show.
You fall asleep on The Empire Strikes Back. Godfather, I fell asleep. To be fair, those movies are long. This is 2 hours and 20 minutes. Its total domestic total is 637,000. It's made 1.245 billion so far worldwide. It's the number one.
So
it
hit the bill. That's a giant milestone.
Yeah. So it's ranked. So it's the number one comic book adaption. It's the number one superhero movie, number one superhero origin story movie. It's ranked number one in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's number one in Marvel Comics. Number one in the MCU top openers. It's number three on top opening weekend showdown. All-time domestic, it's number five.
It's gigantic hit.
Number
one, massive proportions.
Number one in the last 365 days. Let's see all-time domestic. I know Force Awakens is at the top right now. So you got The Force Awakens, Avatar, Titanic, Jurassic World, and Black Panther. Last Jedi is number seven.
I feel like Jurassic World is one. Like, which one doesn't belong when you look at that list?
Jurassic World, do you think that's the most forgettable one? Out of it, let me tell you this top 10, and you can tell me which one you think is
the
one.
As a top five, Jurassic World is like, all which right. one doesn't belong? That's what I would put my head on.
Yeah, I prefer Jurassic Park to be there, not Jurassic World, but obviously.
Well, 1993 also.
Adjust for inflation. I mean, let's see if they adjust. All right, all-time inflation adjusted, this is domestic. Number one is still Gone with the Wind at 1.8 million. Number two is Star Wars with 1.6 million. Sound of Music, 1.3 million. E.T., 1.3 million. And Titanic, 1.2 million. Those are the
top. That's a pretty big hitter list, you know.
Also, The Force Awakens is number 11. Empire Strikes Back, number 13. So that's about the top five. I mean, so, you know, those are good movies. Let's see all-time worldwide. So number one worldwide is still Avatar at 2.78 billion.
So number I'm curious about
Titanic.
Avatar. Whatever. I knew they were, like, talking about a sequel.
Oh, no, they're making sequels. They're taking their sweet-ass time. Let's see when the next one's supposed to come out.
Well, that's what James Cameron does. He
takes a sweet time. It's been 8 years. The movie came out in early 2010. Let's see Avatar 2. Because, so, I don't know if you know, Avatar 2, 2020.
Wow.
Are they filming?
So Avatar 3 is set for 2030 release?
It's the first of four planned sequels. And James Cameron is not young. He is young. He's 63 years old.
Well, look at Ridley Scott. He's 80.
Yeah.
He's still
true.
Doing master of awesome alien
George,
stuff.
George, what's his name, of Mad Max. He's 70 years old when he's
so
did
if they're doing four show. Scheduled, do you think we'll be alive to see the
do you
the
think
finale?
Do you think he'll be alive? I think we'll be old men. Do you think James Cameron will be alive?
Take our grandkids to see Avatar 4?
Oh, I hope you're really, like, it's not even like Avatar, does Avatar that have that massive of a following that they need 17 sequels, you know?
I mean, it was cool.
Yeah.
And it had this whole kind of.
Because it reinvigorated 3D.
Environmental message behind it and stuff like that.
I'm good with a one-off, especially because it's been fucking 8 years. Do we want another
it's
one?
It's became an afterthought for everyone.
Totally.
People listening to this cast right now are like, oh shit, I remember Avatar.
Exactly. And do you think anybody is like pumped to see Avatar, like they're Avatar 2. Like, you don't hear any
of
that.
It's not on anyone's calendar.
It's not on anyone's calendar. No one cares.
There's no marketing reps like, oh
no.
Yeah, let's get a Pepsi campaign after Avatar.
Only like people like us that are a little in the know even know that like sequels are supposed to be coming out. Like, you ask a normal person on the street, do you remember the movie Avatar? Yeah, you know they're coming out with another one. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Like, normal people don't know. You know, then like even the normal average movie buff might not know. You know, they remember the movie 8 years.
It became an afterthought.
It's totally
sure.
an afterthought. But now I would assume, you know, now Disney's invested big chunks of money in it into the Avatar world, which I hear is sick. I would actually love to go. I just missed it. See, I was in Disney World in April for Star Wars Celebration last year.
I'm not too familiar with it. So it's a section of theme park.
I'll explain it for you. Yeah. It's in you ever been to Disney's Animal Kingdom?
I have not. Yeah. So I've been to MGM.
Yeah. Which is now Disney's Hollywood Studios.
That shows how dated I've
Yeah.
Oh, last time I was there,
they changed the name in 06, I think, or 08.
Well, last time I was there, I was a child.
Yeah, probably a kid.
And I think it was around 97
See,
or so.
See, in the last few years, I've gone back. Like, when I was in Anaheim, I was like,
You're
all right.
You're a big Disney guy.
You
love the theme parks. You
I like
to go,
theme parks
You seem
still.
To go about once a year.
In the last 4 years, I have. Yeah, in 2015, I went to Disneyland. 2016, I went to Disney World. 2016, again, I went to Disneyland. In 2017, I went to Disney World. And now
it's a pretty high frequency.
And now I'm impoverished. I don't think I'll be going this year, but I'll go next.
Streaks over your.
Well, I'm impoverished.
Gotcha.
Come on, how could you possibly go? It's the most expensive trip. Like, you could, you know, going to Disney is expensive. But anyway, I have had now that they own Star Wars, I've had like this rejuvenation like with going, because I'm like, oh yeah, remember that, like Star Tours and stuff. Like I hadn't ridden Star Tours since, you know, well, I went in high school, 05 I went. So I remember them. So in 2015, 10 years later, I was like, yeah, let me go again. So I went, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, now that they're making the Star Wars land, I was like, I'm kind of, like, pumped for it, because it is sick.
I've seen some schematics. It looks pretty awesome.
It's going to be sick.
How,
yeah,
especially look like the kind of cantina.
Yeah, they're not going to do, like, up. They're not going to, like, redo, like, they're making their own world, they're calling it, like, Atu. I forget the name of what they're doing, but it's going to be the original Star Wars world. It's not going to be...
It's like gonna be like Waltopia, and then
no, I would hope not. No, it's gonna be like an original Star Wars gritty world, like, and it's supposed to be like super immersive, where like once you're in there, it seems like you're in a real, you know, you're in a gritty Star Wars world.
So you're gonna be like an Imperial slave, and you have to mine.
Kinda, yeah, yeah. Like they have like creatures, they'll have creatures roaming around, and stormtroopers like, hey, you know, like yeah.
And
so
I liked the stout guy. He didn't pay for that drink.
Exactly. Oh, the whoopee whoopee. Yeah, and they'll cuff you and bring you to the basement of the Disney Empire.
So don't dress like a droid. We don't serve your kind here.
Yeah, but they're supposed to. Of course, they'll have like a themed restaurant, I'm sure, and a themed cantina. But it's not
serving blue milk, of course.
Well, naturally, but it's not going to be the cantina. It's not going to be the Tatooine Mos Eisley cantina.
It's going to be
their own
shit.
Similar gritty version, but yeah. So they're making their own
park that has a lot of people excited, including myself. The only issue is the location is. Quite far is Nintendo's making this gigantic theme park in Tokyo.
Right.
And one of the big highlights is supposed to be this uber, just ultra-real Mario Kart track.
So I've heard.
And it's supposed to be just
immersed. They're building it already, right?
It's in construction.
It's in construction, because I've seen pictures, yeah. We should put those up.
The massive scope of this project, you know,
it's fucking
unreal. So God knows when it's going to be up. It's a very ambitious project. It's huge.
Very ambitious.
But... imagine just going to a Nintendo theme park. Like our friend Spurling would be a wet dream of his.
I know, right? But from what I understand, no, aren't they creating a Nintendo area in Universal Studios Florida? I know that. I'm pretty sure that they were doing that.
It might be a little licensing kind of. Here's a pocket.
They all license everything, yeah.
But,
you know,
the creme de la creme will be the Japan location,
sure.
Per you would expect.
The next time I'm going around Tokyo, I'll check that out. But to get back to the Avatar Land real quick, it's in the Animal Kingdom Park.
Which is a good fit for it, I would think. With
exactly.
All the nature and the plants.
Yeah,
and
which
stuff.
There's a few. I was there in April. They have a few sick rides. They have this ride, Expedition Everest. It's actually a sick roller coaster. And then they have a few others. They have the roller coaster called Dinosaur. I was on the line, and then it closed just as I got to the end, of course. Bullshit.
As usual.
But anyway, Avatar Land wasn't open yet. It was opening up the next month. I even seen the area, and I'm like, I can't even go in there. But it opened up next month. Apparently, it's got two sick. It's got like the floating area, you know, rocks, you know, that in the movie,
yeah.
To recall that shit, and like floating vines, and then like interesting plants. They have like real plants mixed with like fake cool looking plants.
So are they killing blue aliens? Like, oh, this is our mines.
Oh, of course, the salt mines of killing aliens. Well, apparently, well, they have two premium rides there. I forgot the names of them. One of them is it's Flight of Passage. It's apparently. Like I haven't even like
so
looked
like
at it on
those dinosaurs
YouTube.
Where they connect to like
exactly antennas. You get to ride one of those. Apparently it's like the sickest ride ever made.
So is this a 3D kind of experience?
It's
or?
A screened experience. Like you ever ride the ride you haven't been to Disneyland long. You ever ride the ride Soarin'? It's an Epcot. It's a sick ride. It's actually
been to Disney in over 20 years.
Okay. It's not a roller coaster. It's a projection ride where you're supposed to be hang gliding throughout. It used to be soaring over California, and you'd hang glide over like all these places, and there'd be wind in your face, and they're blowing scents in your face. So you used to go over orange groves, and you'd smell orange.
That's pretty sweet.
No, that ride was fucking awesome. And then they changed it to soaring around the world.
They just kind of edited it to
exactly.
Avatar theme.
Which They apparently, like, it's, like, 10 times more epic, and it's, like, everybody's, like, that's the best ride that I've ever been on. Like, apparently it's, like, the best, like, immersive ride ever made. And, but I haven't even looked at it on YouTube because I want to go eventually, and I don't want to be spoiled.
Catch your blind.
Yeah,
see, it was
exactly.
Unfortunate was the last kind of theme park theme. I went to Universal maybe, like, 2010.
Oh, okay. I went to 2012. I went 2012.
Just open, but it was, like.
What did?
Simpsons section.
Ah, yes,
so it was
yes,
a crappy
yes, yes.
3D ride.
And with then, the Simpsons one.
Yeah.
How'd you like the Simpsons ride?
I thought it was marginal.
That's how I felt.
But
how
unfortunately,
I felt.
When I was there, Moe's Tavern wasn't there.
Oh,
wasn't
fully
it was
set
like,
up.
It was like very, very, you know, back bare bone kind of. They just opened it, but the project wasn't completed.
Right.
So the ride was there, and it was like a
you know what that
motor.
Ride used to be, right? It was the Back to the Future ride.
Okay.
They got rid of the Back to the Future ride for that, which I actually really liked.
So where... I remember there used to be a Ghostbusters ride there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which, for us, is super nostalgic.
Well, it wasn't a ride. It was a show. And they had the theme... I mean, the firehouse facade is still there. They have the big roller coaster going through it now. But the...
So it's just an empty shell of...
It's an empty shell. The facade is an empty shell now. But I think what happened was they... I'm not sure if it... I think they replaced the Ghostbusters ride... It wasn't a ride. I keep saying ride. It was a show. It was a light show where they'd have Slimer and shit. It was a pretty sick one, you know. In fact, I have like family footage of it when I went as a kid, and they have the Ghostbusters like fight Slimer and Zool and Stay Puft, and it was just a show. And then they replaced that with Twister. And
wow, it had to be like 96.
It was like 96. Yeah, it was like the mid to late 90s. In fact, when I went in 2012,
Ghostbusters was a dinosaur by 95.
Well, exactly. When that park opened in what 89, and Ghostbusters 2 had just come out. So okay, they got Ghostbusters 2, but by the mid 90s, people were like, you know, it was a dying brand.
Similarly, there was a Ninja Turtles show there at some point.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah, and there's Beetlejuice.
Besides, they're all gone. But they had, I took a picture. I don't know where it is now. They had the sewer caps of, like, the Ninja Turtles stuff on
it,
like, 1990 on it or something. Yeah. And the sewer caps are still there.
You sure?
That's the only remnants of...
of that stuff. Yeah, you'll always see kind of stuff like that. See, like, there's still E.T. there. I want to ride that before they get rid of it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but... You remember the E.T. ride?
I think it was closed when I was there.
Really? Oh, in 2010? Yeah, they do a lot of refurbishments. When I was in there in 2012, it was closed. But I went back, when I went to Disney in 2016, we spent a day at Universal, and I got to re-ride a lot of it. Well,
the mother of all rides, the most archaic and probably most famous ride of all time, which is in our backyard, is the Cyclone at Coney Island.
Oh, well, that's a classic roller coaster, sure.
Have you been on the Cyclone?
Yeah, yeah. I rode it last, I think, 2016 I rode it, or maybe 2015.
I haven't been on there in...
Oh, really?
Years.
No, me and my ex-girlfriend, we spent a day at Coney Island, like a summer day. We spent like a summer day at Coney Island. We went to the Coney Island Beach. I went to the Hamble Courts. We went to Nathan's, and we rode the Cyclone. We did like the whole Coney Island bullshit, you know, on the boardwalk.
They're putting some cool projects here. The Coney
Island
Brewery's
there. Yeah, they're trying to revive it. I wouldn't go there, and then, like, it's still ghetto at night.
Some of my buddies opened up a big craft brew shop there. So
yeah.
You can drink for free. It's next to Totono's, which is
the pizzeria, right?
Renowned pizza. But no, the Cyclone... If you're ever visiting New York, it's something to certainly check
out. I did.
Out.
I rode it. It's fun. Like, people say it's very bumpy. I've rode more bumpy roller coasters before in my day. I felt the Matterhorn at Disneyland is worse than...
Your
head around.
Any wooden coaster is going to bang you up.
Of course. But, I mean, like, if you ride... Like, when was the last time you were at Six Flags? Like they have El Toro. Like, I rode... Like, El Toro is a wooden roller coaster, and... I feel like the Cyclone isn't, like, Cyclone's much older, and, like, Cyclone's, listen, like you said, all wooden roller coasters are going to knock you around.
Is Scream Machine still there, or they tore that?
No, that's gone for, I think, like, the Green Lantern or some shit. So that was another one.
These things you just edit it. They put a little...
Sprint
I think
it.
They could utilize the Warner Bros. Lightsing better than they are.
Which one?
Like, Six Flags.
Oh.
Because they have, you know, I haven't saw the new Joker ride. I haven't been on it.
Oh, I wrote it. It was all right. I mean, not really. I mean, it's a small ride. It's, like, simple, you know? It's not like a big ride. I rode it once. You get on, it flips you around, you go up it. It's not like epic. I mean, like, when I go to, because I usually get a season pass at Six Flags. I bought the season pass last year, and I only went once. What a waste, you know?
I love Six Flags, and the problem is a lot of my friends and family are not, you know.
That's the problem.
They don't like rides, and they're like, I don't want to go there if I'm only going to rides.
A lot of people, I think it has to do with our age. We're getting old. People don't want to do it anymore. They're not like kids.
It's tough to go. I would like to go. I enjoy Six Flags.
But is it the timing? Like, oh, I can't. I have responsibilities. I have work. I can't go.
Yeah,
or is it because
it's not appealing anymore?
It's
just certain people.
But is that because they don't want to do?
I have an adrenaline. I'll enjoy adrenaline.
But that's what I'm saying. I still have like the heart of a kid where I go and enjoy this shit. You know, a lot of people I talk to, like I tell them Six Flags, they're like, and I'm like, why? What would you prefer doing, you know? Like,
it's
I get
good
it.
Outdoor activity.
It's a good outdoor activity for the summer. It's like, listen, like, I go to the beach, but there's only so many times I could go to the beach and just, like, sit at the beach.
And I'm pretty fair-skinned, so I go to the beach, I'm like a vampire.
You're under the umbrella the whole time anyway, putting sunblock on.
But start smoking.
Don't get me wrong. I'll go to the beach a lot. I like the beach, but sometimes you want to switch it up. If you're not doing a hike or something, like, in regards to outdoorsy shit in, you know, in this area, like, Six Flags to me is a fine option, you know? Like, especially if you get the season pass.
Theme parks, but I think we're the minority for certain.
Yeah, for sure, right? So my girlfriend, like 2 years ago, she was all for it. We went, like, 7 times with the season pass.
And she probably got over it as well.
But then last year, I bought the season pass. We only went once. Because, like, every time I asked her, I got work. Like, yeah, I'm tired. You're like, that was always, the response is always, eh. And then you don't want to push people, like, you know, because, you know, they go on a roll because, now I got a headache. And then, like, they're in a bad mood. I shouldn't have bought the fucking season pass. What a waste of money.
Exactly. So, speaking of not a waste of money, so on the dark web, you know,
Sean's on the dark web as usual, looking for crack cocaine and Taiwanese hookers.
So anyway. Disregard those statements.
Disregard.
So I found this magic kind of assortment.
Of course, Magic the Gathering. Explain to people, because when we say magic, it's very shorthand.
Joe Bluth throwing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're gonna think you're pulling rabbits out of hats here if you don't say Magic the Gathering, the trading card game.
If you haven't been under a rock, people know about it.
It's been around since 1993. It's a 25th
it's a
anniversary
game. It has 3 million players worldwide.
It's a fan. It's only 3 million. I feel like that's not enough. The game is such a good game, you know.
Millions of people play it, so it's not. What the hell is Magic?
No, it's not like 20,000 people play it around the world. There's a group of. I mean, like, if you know what the Pokemon trading card game was, the style of that game play was based essentially on what Magic is. And the best way
I
to
think
describe
even
Magic
you,
gotta,
any popular card game, Magic was the original.
Yeah,
the
well, because the strategy of it, like, it's really like card game, like, it's poker meets chess. Like, a lot of people have explained it that way, and I guess it makes sense to call it like
there's
that.
There's luck and there's strategy.
The luck is the poker side of it, and then the strategy is the chess side of it. You know, like, but obviously,
so he'll put up a picture of some of the gems.
But obviously, if you know what we're talking about, if you know Magic Gathering, you know, like, oh yeah, Magic cards, I know those.
So these are, I guess, with the printing technology now, remarkable replicas that are just.
So unreal. Sean went on the dark web and found some awesome replicas of some.
So if these cards are of actual real cards that I'm holding in my hand right now, it's about 50.
Yeah, we're gonna put a video up on the YouTube page and we'll put it up on the Facebook page included. You know,
probably be in the range of $20,000 to $30,000.
Right.
I paid $18. Yeah. And some fakes are, you know, some of them are better than others, but the quality is impeccable.
Yeah. No. These look really great. Well, like I said, we'll put the video up. So Sean got these quote unquote replica cards. What were they called? Reprints. Oh wait, what's this one? It's got a little cut in it. The Snapmaster Mage here. He's got a little, what's that in the picture?
Oh,
do they all have that?
No, this is the one.
Would you poke a few of them?
I have a dog, and he poked
at them.
The top like three have a slight.
Oh.
So there's a couple that have a dog. They didn't come that way.
Okay, we'll have to put up the because we're looking. I'm looking at. It's so funny because I'm looking at these cards, and it just looks like very good condition Magic cards, and they're replicas. I guess we're calling them replicas. Is that what we're calling them, Sean?
Oh, they call them proxies.
Proxies.
That's what the community calls them.
But I mean, these are like some of the like we have a black like I have a Black Lotus in my hand, and the Black Lotus like in this condition, if it was real, it would be thousands of dollars. You know, and these are just like really really good reprints. They look great. They look awesome. You know, if anybody like the fact that I'm touching them with my hands and they're not in like a protective sleeve, it feels weird because I'm like, well, should I be touching these with my greasy fingerprints? You know, because a lot of these cards, if they were real, they would be thousands. I was like, I'm looking at this like Jace the Mind Sculptor or Rashad and Port, but those aren't even the most expensive ones.
I have a real Port, which we can do a compare and contrast. I don't have it with me, but
you don't have it with you.
I do have a real one,
dude. It's identical. You don't even need to do the compare and contrast. You're not gonna be able to tell the difference.
You wouldn't, not from just like a you know a grainy video.
No, bro, it's like spot. It's so funny because a lot of these cards are old. You know, like the Rashad Port, for instance, is 1999. So that's a 19-year-old card.
I have a fondness as you do for that card because that's when we started playing.
We started playing when
that was the original money card of our time.
Exactly, like when we started playing the game Magic. The game was already out for 6 years, so the new sets come out, and the newest set to come out was the set called Mercadian Masks, and the money card, meaning like the most you know the most sought after card
exactly.
That had held a value, was Rashad and Port, which is just a land card, but every deck used it, so it kind of had this
stigma to it. Where it's like this, well, yo, it was you buy very, these worthless. The set was very underwhelming and shitty.
Well, yes, there was a reason for that because the block set, which a block is three. Card trading card sets like so the block before it was very
it's
powerful.
So for people to know, it's about 300 cards
altogether
that you can play for.
The first set of a block is usually 300, and then the ones after that usually 150.
And then there's a core set.
And then they have a core set which
rotates and it's older cards.
Remakes of older cards. They pick and choose which ones. Not all of them because the original ones are too powerful. They have to like even out the power of cards.
Plus, the thing is, you always have to keep the gameplay competitive, yeah,
competitive
because
and consistent.
Cards are overwhelmingly powerful.
Yeah.
To
that
get
was
phased out.
Exactly, and that was the game. The problem with the Pokemon trading card game, because the Pokemon trading card game was not really meant to be played competitively like that. It was kind of like a game for kids, but then it became competitive, like with serious tournaments and money
we
on the line.
We were serious players. Like,
well, yeah,
we were
top players. If anybody knows, I was the top Pokemon player in the world. Should we put that picture? And we were ranked in tournaments, so we got the medals.
Put it this way,
our friend Steve
all
got a trip to Seattle out of it.
To get a 3-round bye in this tournament at the Meadowlands, you had to win a Nintendo sanctioned event to get an invitation to get a 3-round bye. Mm-hmm. And every single one of us won an event to qualify in our own regard.
Yeah, we all had
It was sending like a FedEx package. And she's like a 10-year-old. You're like, oh, pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It was nice stuff.
The one thing disappointing about that collection, the Mach Sapphire is missing for some reason.
Why is that?
I don't.
I tell you, like, this wooded foothills.
You have one, I think.
This is like, I think I have a real one. Do you want to compare and contrast? We'll compare and contrast for the video.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. I think you have a real one,
but
actually.
These, because I know this is a podcast. You can't see what we're looking at. But, I mean, these fucking things look, like, they look like, it's like almost scary because it's like, well, a lot of these cards go for a lot of money. Like, I'm looking at this Black Lotus here.
Just look at that Mox Emerald. Like, the hell?
I'm looking at it, yeah.
As a kid, you looked at that as like a real fucking diamond.
Like, because Sean was telling me the other day that he got these cards in. And he was telling me that, oh, well, some of them don't look that good. I was like, some motherfuckers, some of these things look fucking spot on. And I'm somebody who, like, knows these cards. There might be something that I'm missing.
But even if the texture is pretty.
The texture is identical. Come on. There's no one that's going to feel these.
These
say,
are the best fakes I've. You know, they've come a long way over.
Real cards right here. Well, feel the texture difference. Nowadays, see, nowadays the newer cards have the little, like the rare cards.
The
see,
foil,
they have
correct.
They have foil in it. Even if they're not like a hologram, they have like a foil in it.
But in 1993, that technology was nowhere near.
Like, it's too close. You know, it's too close. Like, like this back looks a little faded, but it's also an old. That's an older card, you know, for the Rashad and Port.
The real ones have a little bit of a smoother texture, but
yeah, but you know what? We can't. But it's not apples to apples because that's a newer set card.
Correct.
Compare
correct.
This to a Mercadian Masks card,
which would be
you know, and try to
19 years old at this
exactly
point.
Yeah, 19 years old. So maybe the texture would be a little different. I'm gonna take a picture of all these cool cards in front of me. But yeah, these look awesome. But
definitely show the mocks, as the people that know will be pretty impressed.
Be, what? I should be like, I should put these as for sale.
You could, you could get a car, at least a shitty used car for.
For sure. What is a beta Black Lotus if it was actually in this condition? Beta. Now they had the first three sets of Magic was
alpha
beta,
unlimited,
and then unlimited. So this is supposed to be beta, I guess, because it's black.
I've seen them for $10,000 and up on eBay. $10,000.
Sean's gonna get himself a mortgage, a down payment with these cards.
$10,000, pretty remarkable for a piece of cardboard.
Oh man, that's so funny.
But yeah, no, you could find some. What happened was, I'm one of the Facebook groups of one of the local kind of tournament groups.
Sure.
And one of the guys on there posted a video of someone buying these.
Oh, really? Is that where you found out about it?
That's where I found out about it.
Dude, send me the link. I want them.
But that video doesn't show where they got them.
Oh, they just show them?
They just show them getting those cards, but not
where
they can't
get
say where they get them because it's super illegal.
Yeah. So well, because they're technically
I had to go on a bunch of Reddit chains, and you know, it took me about 45 minutes to find out where to buy them. With a lot of research.
They look awesome. Because
there's no open advertising for this because they're illegal.
Sure. You know, they look awesome. So, what could I say? You know,
there's two other sets from the guy I bought. So we should.
I would contact and be like, because I would be like, do you do customizations?
They
you know,
do.
Like, they do.
They do. But it's, I think it was like $12 a card.
Wow, that's a little much. Because like, you know, if you're not gonna like, obviously you
but
don't
like,
want to sell them and be an
you're
asshole.
Playing in a tournament modern, and you need like seven cards that cost $1,200.
Yeah.
You're like, all right. You send him a list for $60, he'll get those seven.
I
cards.
Wonder if like Wizards of the Coast would, which is the company that
no,
owns,
they know about this. Do and they're cracking down heavy.
Do they prosecute you if you're playing with fake ones in a tournament?
Well, I read you will be banned.
Oh, you'll be banned. Yeah, they love banning people. Yeah,
It's, you know, the little authority they have, they want to ram it down.
Oh, sure. They're like, imagine like a nerd with like a nerd with authority. You're banned now. You know, like, they're so band happy.
They have these guys called judges. You were banned.
I was banned. I was banned for 4 years. They banned me for 4 years, the scumbags. So they're very banned. They banned our friend Lou. Didn't they ban Lou? What did they ban him for? He got into a fight at a Philadelphia.
He did get in a fight at a Magic Tour, which is difficult. These guys are the most unaggressive, docile, scared. Like, they're nerds that are afraid of their own shadow.
So he's what did he come into the tournament drunk?
He was inebriated.
He comes in wrecked. And he's like,
I think it was like, a mirage. There was a cute girl there.
Yes, he was hitting on somebody's girlfriend.
He's like, that's my girlfriend.
Hello, sweetheart. And he's like, that's my girlfriend. Who are you? You know, like
why do you ditch that zero for this hero?
Scram, McFly. You know, he's like, he's telling the guy to buzz off, and like, he's like, that's my girlfriend.
At this point, he didn't grope her, but no. He was on the cusp
of
doing
it. Yeah, he's definitely being like harassing them, you know?
And they're like, and everyone's watching this. Yeah, like, who is this guy? Because
it's getting loud. You can clearly see this guy. He's like sweating in red. He's like, he's like making.
I love that story.
Making a scene. Yeah, I wish I was there because I've only heard about that story a few times in passing. Because obviously it's like an embarrassing story.
The thing is, this doesn't happen in Magic tournaments.
No, it's very atypical.
Show up wasted.
Although I got into a few arguments with some asshole way back, and I avoided the fight. But you get one obnoxious like nerd that for some reason doesn't want to back down because he's never been in a fight. Or I don't care. You know, like you get.
Well, he's the alpha of his Big Bang.
He's the alpha of the Big Bang Theory, exactly. So he's got a little balls or something.
I'm like ranked player in Warcraft.
Yeah. You once in a while will get like.
You're not gonna fuck with my mage.
Yeah, you'll get an obnoxious asshole like that, I guess. But usually Lou, somebody else, you're the obnoxious asshole, like coming in stinking like vodka into a Magic tournament.
That's a legendary story.
I know, right?
I'm sure some of the DCI people still talk about. Like, Pennsylvania, 2014.
Because it's rare. I remember I used to go on like the Wizards of the Coast DCI website to see who would get banned for what, and you'd see like a lot of cheating, or like other reasons.
90% cheating, but there's some malfeasances that
it's so funny. Like some people got like banned for like you'll see a few like two assault, like it's like hundreds of people banned throughout the world, and then you see assault. It's like assault on a judge, like more like they get more time if they assault a judge. It's not a felony though; it's just a regular assault. And like there was like somebody got lifetime ban, and then it didn't give a reason. It was like, why is he banned forever? It was like in Italy, like it was an Italian name.
Bang the judge's wife. Or
it
something.
It was like he murdered he murdered two judges and like raped their wives.
I haven't heard about any rape or murder.
I remember seeing that back in
the
community. If he's lifetime banned, it's probably still up there. It was like Benetti, like some mad really Italian name. It was in Italy and it was like lifetime ban. But it didn't give a reason, you know.
So I want to do some research. We can probably find this guy's contact. We could do a little expose.
Isn't that funny? But let me see DCI.
This will be the first in the Retrocade documentary series.
Yeah, we should do a documentary series. Suspended DCI memberships. Let's see if that still comes up.
You were the original Pokemon deviant
villain. I got banned for Pokemon. I don't think anybody got banned for Pokemon before I did.
You might have been like the example they set.
I want to. Does it not give the reason anymore? Oh, this one's got a lifetime ban. He's got this is Kevin Gonzalez. Wait, Kevin Arugdenez Gonzalez of San Jose.
Selling narcotics during the tournament.
San Jose. It doesn't tell you why. It just says lifetime.
Gonzalez was selling some nose clams.
There's a lot of lifetime bans on here. You got to be. What are you doing to get a lifetime ban? Because it shows you end date. A lot of people have short ones, and they have a lot of. I tell you, a lot of them are not in America. Well, here's Pennsylvania. Alan Berlin, lifetime ban. Kevin Brumley.
Alan Berlin for spreading Third Reich propaganda.
Third Reich propaganda. He comes in with a swastika on his arm and like.
I don't like goblins.
Nazi memorabilia.
Or people from Israel, sir. That's inappropriate.
Make the elves great again. California, Jago Goddard. Are we going to get, are people going to sue us for naming them?
They got the gist of it. They got the gist.
There's a lot of lifetime bans nowadays, but it doesn't say what you did. It just says...
Vice made a cool little documentary about Magic.
I watched that one, yeah.
It wasn't long. It was about maybe half hour, 28 minutes.
YouTube ones. Yeah, I saw those.
There was some of these guys on Long Island.
I know, the Guinea guys, right?
And they were like these old meatballs.
I just love... Yeah, they're making like Sunday sauce and playing Magic. That was very atypical.
They're playing their casual decks, and they have $1,000.
Yeah, they have premium cards.
The cards that we have the replicas of,
they're
the real ones.
Yeah, which are worth thousands. Yeah, it was funny. They had great collections. So I give them credit for It was just funny because that's an atypical thing. But that's that kind of how the niche is you get into that, and then it becomes
well,
a consumption.
If you didn't know us, we wouldn't look like Magic players either.
No, exactly. You never know.
I mean, for it
most of the time, you see, you know, just you know, but it would be the same kids that play video
nerd,
games.
But
right, it could be anybody who plays. You know, it's anybody, of course.
So
it's just another
video
game.
Games,
anybody plays video games. So the average video game player might look like something, but
pretty
you're gonna get
happening
anybody.
Trend right now. It's really huge.
What's that, Sean?
It's called Fortnite.
So, yeah, people are talking about the game Fortnite, aren't
so
they?
So I've played it.
Oh, yeah?
It's free to download.
Is there mixed reviews on that?
It's the most popular game on the planet right
is
now.
Is it?
It's.
I feel like I was looking at it and it had mixed reviews.
So they've made, in the last 2-3 months, about a 90-day period, almost $170 million.
It's got three and a half out of
it's,
five.
So the premise of this game.
It's not PS. Oh, it's PS4.
It's,
okay.
It's all platforms.
Yeah, all platforms.
I'm not sure about Switch, but Xbox, PS4, and PC, you know, computer gaming.
Yeah, it doesn't show Switch, no.
So the premise of this game is it's a 99-player kind of free-for-all.
Okay, so it's MMORPG kind of, is
it's
it
not
an
RPG.
No.
It's a shooter kind of.
Just a first-person shooter?
And so you go on the side. Everyone starts with no ammo, no weapons. You have, like, a pickaxe, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And when you die, you're out. You're dead. You have
right.
one life. So it's 99 people trying to kill each other. Last one. There's only one winner. You die once, you're done. And everyone starts with no ammo, no weapons, nothing.
Sure.
And you drop on this giant island, and you fight.
Interesting.
So it's a cool premise, and it's free to play, and that's like the new theme of games, though.
Oh, it's free,
it's
like
freemium.
Online?
But
not for PS4. You have to pay for the online.
No, it's free. I
downloaded. You have to pay.
No, it's their servers are free.
So you don't have to pay for PS4 online?
Not for Fortnite. They have outside
I pay
servers.
For it anyway. They charge me, bastards. I haven't even played it.
No, because you have the EA trap where they just...
Well, that's the season pass in addition to the PS Plus online,
for some
right?
reason, I don't have the PS Plus and I play for free. I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is that they charge me $60 for the online for the year because they raised the price. I haven't even got to play Battlefront 2 since then. I haven't played Battlefront 2 since, like, late January, which
it's
I'm upset about.
I'm looking in the corner of my eye and he's about... 12 Battlefronts.
I'm in the electronics business, so I have stacks of video games. And, yeah, so I have a lot of Battlefronts and, what did I call it? Dude, I just got a big shipment of Call of Duty World War II in. I might want to mess around with that to hear good things.
I haven't played Call of Duty. I remember when I was in college for a brief period, it was really popular.
Well, that was popular, yeah. The, Black, was it Black Ops or...
Honestly,
whatever the
remember.
One I used
this
to play.
This was around 2009. I was the one I was
2008,
playing.
2009. Our friends had an apartment North Shore, Staten Island, Tompkinsville,
yes,
where we
I
used to play it
days.
A lot on Xbox 360. I never owned it. But now that I have PS4, it's like, well, I think I played Black Ops 3. I played Infinite Warfare. And now this World War II one comes out. It's very popular. I have a big shipment of those. I should take one and play for myself. I've actually been playing Switch a little bit. I got two Switches in the other room.
Oh, sweet. I want to acquire one at some point. It's on my list.
I'm very well stocked. So I have the Super Mario custom. I'll show you right now. Keep talking while I get it.
No, so I definitely Switches on my radar, especially Zelda. Like, massive Zelda fan. And this Zelda, Breath of the Wild, is just regards one of the best game. I don't want to buy one of those off you if the price is right.
Yeah, price is right, $300. But this one here, I have the Mario Odyssey one, so it comes with the red controllers. It's just red controllers, and then it comes with the game and like the carrying red.
Smash
carrying
game. Brothers for them is gonna be a huge fucking deal.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it's gonna be at least a year, I think. Sure. Nintendo also is not a company that rushes stuff either. They have a super polished product.
I've been unloading a lot of those mini SNESs. You know, I have one. I took one for myself.
Yeah,
those
we played
cool.
it. You modded it, right?
I modded it, and it has. I have all the games.
How's
on
the mod
it.
Working?
Great. It's just the same.
Where did
It's I just added the game.
What did that cost you?
Didn't cost me. To mod it?
Yeah.
It's free. I did it myself.
So I'm going to give you my system.
I mean, it took me an hour, but I did it. You know, I put pretty much... I could have did more. I just, because I was getting a little bored.
Give me a Superman. You know, drink some of me one night. We'll do something like that.
Yeah, I put pretty much all the SNES games that I would want on it. And then I could have put Genesis on it too.
So you have to physically open it and
no hardware modding. It's just you USB plug it into your computer. You use some software. And then you have to mod it through there.
I've seen them on eBay for $100 upwards, something like
that.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I sell the ones that I have for $110, on Amazon. That's above retail, because the retail of them is 80 plus tax, so it's almost 90.
It comes out to 88, 89, exactly. At least New York tax.
Exactly, with New York tax. But the thing is that they're pretty much sold out a lot of places, so mine sell, you know.
And I think the production of them is starting to wean down now at this point.
Well, I did hear that they're going to continue to produce them through 2017. So whatever that means. So the 2018. Excuse
me. They have a time machine. They're gonna
Go backwards. No, 2018. So they're gonna continue to produce them through this year. Presumably, that's what I've heard. But I've been playing. Hold on.
You think N64 classics on the horizon?
Yes.
And they could feasibly do every. They could do N64 next year. They could do GameCube the year after that.
Right, and then in 2 years they'll do a classic Switch version, or even though the Switch has just come out. Right,
it's a cash cow, I want to buy them. Love nostalgic games.
It's definitely a novelty for the nostalgia. Now, like, I have a friend of mine. He's like, why would you buy that when you could just buy like the Raspberry Pi or whatever? It's like, it's a cool little case.
If you don't have 4 hours and you're a complicated guy, you know.
I just wanted
sodding fucking microchips together.
I bought it for the novelty. It's less than $100. It's not it's not like I spent $300 on it or something. It was $80.
What I'm surprised is PlayStation hasn't kind of
gone on.
Hey,
that,
why don't we make a PS1?
Well, I think it's because you could just download those games off their online. They don't want to take that off, right?
Physically, so can you do the same in the Nintendo store?
No, it's true. You're right. I know.
They can do like Final Fantasy VII, all these classic games.
Because I would assume the cost
Tekken, you know, all these.
What
like,
is it? What does it really cost to produce those things? Like $10 a pop? You know, it's just a piece of plastic and like cheap software.
Their markup has to be tremendous.
Because seriously, like after all the duties to ship it over here when they make them from China, and it's just like it's got like a 512 megabyte.
In Japan. We'll see.
They're probably designed in Japan and made in China. You know, not that I want to look, but everything's made in China. It might be made in Japan, but
Japanese and Chinese have a tumultuous relationship, to say the least.
Oh yes, they sure do.
Speaking of which, Kim Jong Un went to visit China.
He sure did. He's
in a train. He has his like armored train.
He takes his armored train.
He has always like lavish kind of food and whores, and it's pretty.
Oh yeah, he's got a whole team of whores. But he's probably his people are probably starving up a storm. He's like, oh shit, I need to trade, you know, and all this drama with
he's Trump. He's smart in a way that if he denukes his country and gets all his wealth, he's gonna look like a hero, you know.
Yeah,
and he's realizing like I'm running out of options.
He's running out of options.
I don't have my dad's ego that I'm gonna die with. You know,
but that's the problem. It's like those people are fucking starving there. He's
no
not
one,
starving.
No one
obviously,
sees the starving people.
No, that's not publicized.
It's funny too. You can look at like a map of the world, right? And
yeah,
it's just
at
black.
Night. Yeah, because they don't have the lights on. Yeah, they keep the lights off at night. It's funny because when Vice went there, like they were saying, they were suspecting that they were like keeping the lights on for certain places specifically for them.
He was there, of course.
Yeah, like they're so deep into propaganda, it's believable. You know, it's believable that they would do that.
Would you go there?
Would I go there?
Yes.
Nah, not yet.
And secondly,
not as it is now, it's too risky, man.
You can't snap pictures because you'll end up.
Dude, you'll end up even if you got your head down, your chin up, and you're not doing anything wrong, they could still say, hey, American. Like, especially me, I got, like, long hair. They'll be like, oh, hippie. You know, you're not
he has marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll have marijuana. 40 years, hard labor. And they'll bring you back like that kid. They brought him back brain
Trump
dead.
Trump brought him back.
And he was brain dead.
He died, like, 9 days after coming home.
Yeah, how coincidental. He was brain dead when they brought him back.
That's why they sent him back.
They sent him back because he was mush, and they fucked with him. I would assume they probably, I don't know, experimented with him or did some.
Well, even if you do solitary, some people can't handle it, and you.
I don't know if that kid was brain dead just from solitary confinement. Maybe. I mean, I think they probably fucked with him a bit. Like they probably gave him some medicine, like some chemicals or something. Because
some people just can't handle torch like they used to.
Yeah, you're right. These fucking millennials these days, they can't handle a good North Korean torturing.
Our grandfathers, they can handle torture.
That's right. Yeah, they could handle it up his ass. Put it on.
Watch.
Just put this watch up his ass. Jacket, hunk of metal for 2 years. Up his ass. It's the best.
I'm a big Christopher Walken fan.
I love Christopher Walken. He's a good guy.
I have a true Christopher Walken story.
Tense tonight. Oh, tell your Christopher Walken story, and then I'm going to pull up a Christopher Walken piece.
This is a famous story. This happened. This is accurate.
This is a true story.
My circles.
We probably told this story already on this podcast because I know where you're going with it, but go ahead.
All right. So, my uncle is a wealthy man. He has his associates have some money in the Connecticut scene.
Yeah, associates with money.
So, he's one of his, partners in some investment or another.
Sure.
Has adjacent backyards to Christopher Walken. So this guy has like three little kids.
Sure he does.
And I don't know. He played some background dribble. the hell are you playing there?
Hold on. Oh.
This is just shit. He's playing farts. This is
it's walking doing the farts. Hold on.
What are we at? Some shock shock radio station? You chucks me. Yeah, you're.
Hold on, the end of it is the best part. We
sound like a crappy morning radio. Well. No, I don't even know where this is coming from here. It's tonight. You should have played that from the get-go.
I tried to get
you're
it.
Playing
right?
Farts and all this shit.
Is it that day? It's tonight. Like so ridiculous. Like his acting is ludicrous. Hold on, put that one more time. I gotta get just that clip, that
no,
soundbite.
The beginning it just sounds gerbil. Tonight. that is class.
Isn't
that great? You gotta put
that
on the page.
That day is tonight. Can I have my paycheck now for this movie that
so
I'm doing?
Anyway, right? So
tell the story.
The kid has three kids. He builds a swing set.
Swing set.
So Christopher Walken has his balcony where he hangs out.
Sure.
Probably. God knows what he does in his free time, but
of course.
He's killing people on boats, which apparently he did.
Yo, it was so funny. I was at. We've definitely said this on the podcast because I was in Catalina Island, last California, and that's the boat where apparently he threw Natalie Wood off of. She disappeared off the boat, and he was like frolicking with her. I don't know where she went. I think she took a dip.
Big dip.
She took a big dip in the water. No one's gonna find her. There's a cat out there. I'm dogs.
You got a good impression.
Sure, there might be a shock or two. And she was married too. Yeah, but they never found her.
He was banging her, and he's like, she's getting too. She's
yeah,
she's too much.
Yeah, I'll let's drop her out of a higher window.
She
like,
would take a dip.
Take a dip. I wonder if that was on anyone's mind during the filming of Batman Returns. Now you saw Batman Returns, I would presume. He's Max Schreck in that movie. He's the character, and he makes Catwoman by throwing her out the window. So I was wondering if anybody, when they were making that movie, thought about that. It's like, I wonder if this is how Natalie Wood died, because he's like,
he probably was like, oh, I did this before.
He's like, not a, no problem here. I've got a little experience.
Wait, do you need a stunt double?
No, no, no.
No stunt
I'm quite double. Capable. I enjoy it.
I'm well versed in this kind of work.
So anyway, right?
Why don't you take a dip?
We'll finish the story
go
here.
Ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
So kids get a swing set, they're enjoying playing, the younger kids.
Sure.
Walking, sees him off his porch. You know?
Okay, so Christopher's his next door neighbor.
They share backyards.
Share backyards, like okay. On side to side. Yeah.
Backyards are adjacent.
Adjacent.
So he rings the doorbell one day and he goes,
ding dong.
Hey, listen, your children.
Your children.
They disrupt my tranquility. I want you to remove the swing set.
Remove the swing set now.
I cannot relax in my tranquil environment.
Christopher Walken couldn't relax in his beautiful Connecticut home.
Watching your children frolic around.
It's bothersome.
And they go, all right, it's kind of a strange request.
And especially Christopher Walken himself, not like a flunky or something.
Not like one of his assistants. Like, he rang the doorbell. It's like a very bizarre interaction.
Not even like a wife or like a kid or like a
Hollywood
maid.
Icon.
I know.
Ring your doorbell and say, I hate your kids.
Like, can I?
So he goes, this is where the story
takes
gets
a turn for the most bizarre.
Yet, when you know Christopher Walken and his behavioral background, you're like, it makes sense.
Sure. Does.
As compensation.
Compensation.
For removing the swing set.
Sure.
I will come and read bedtime stories to your children. 100% true story.
Did they do the bedtime stories?
No, they removed the swing set. Said, "Don't get on my property again."
Don't ever come on my property, Mr. Walken.
And you're frightening me, and my children's safety is now in jeopardy.
So I couldn't help but think about the Simpsons episode where Christopher Walken reads "Goodnight Moon" to the children. Was it like that, would you say?
Maggie? Christopher Walken's reading Goodnight Moon.
Goodnight, room. Goodnight, moon. Goodnight, cow jumping over the moon. Please, children, scooch closer. Don't make me tell you again about the scooching. You in the red, chop chop.
Oh my, this is...
Wouldn't that be the same thing?
You know what? It's so weird that Simpsons predict things.
Simpsons predict everything. Even Sean's weird personal incident in Connecticut.
It's not public knowledge.
It's not public knowledge. No one.
Simpsons are still aware.
Do you think maybe Hollywood knows that Christopher Walken likes to read bedtime stories to children?
like little kids. He likes to frighten them.
I'm not saying
with
that.
Stories.
We're not saying that at all. I'll never say that. We're not saying he likes
he
to diddle
likes
kids.
To frighten kids.
I like to frighten kids.
He feeds off their fear.
Yeah, I absorb it. It's the best. So do you think that's what happened?
It prolongs his aging.
Yeah,
children's fear. It gives him.
It gives him energy. Keeps me alive and well. But you know, I like doing it because it's the best. And that day.
The place that brought me misery. Well,
that's fantastic.
That day is tonight.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
That's fucking so ridiculous.
So, like another perfect example of the
you
Simpsons.
You ever see that movie?
These shows predicting is.
Oh yeah.
Family Guy with Kevin Spacey.
But that's my point. Like, so now, like Hollywood or Seth MacFarlane knew that Kevin Spacey was a gay child lover. You think that Hollywood knows that Christopher Walken likes to talk
other
to children?
Bedtime stories.
It's probably not the first time I tried to tell a story. But so, yeah, we're not saying he diddles kids. I don't think that.
No, absolutely not. We're just saying he likes kids' fear.
I think it's even weirder than that. I think he likes to absorb children's fear.
He likes
fear.
To terrify children. And
yeah,
then,
I get my jollies out of telling them
he's like
story.
A psychic vampire.
He absorbs their energies. I absorb their fears. I'm actually doing them a favor because I take their fears. And
I
absorbed them.
He always plays these radical characters. Like even Deer Hunter.
Yeah. He was
like
Nikki! Let's pull that one up. Nikki! Yeah, I always do that one in my house with the deer when he's doing the Russian roulette. That's a good
powerful
one.
Flick, too. It really is.
Deer Hunter, my dad likes that one. But now I do that so much, that line sure. We'll take a 2-minute break. Sean needs to take a leak, but we'll be back in a second.
Looks so crazy young, though.
Wait a minute. A long time ago.
Yo, the guy.
The guy, Asian guy's face.
The one smoking a butt. Remember
that? I'm recording this. All right. We're live here.
One shot.
This is fantastic footage.
Uh oh.
Dead! Oh my god. But the Asian man smoking a cigarette with one eye is. So, Always Sunny did a parody of this.
Simpsons have done multiple parodies with that.
When Frank Reynolds is playing
Vietnamese
guys in the basement.
And one has
one eye, they're all smoking cigarettes. And it's like. The Vietnamese gamblers, they gotta be an intimidating bunch,
I have to say. Yeah, because they remember, life is cheap, so if you're playing a Russian roulette game and gambling...
Don't play the Vietnamese.
They're hoping you die, so, you know, there's a lot of impunity when it comes... And that's not even the only scene with... with.
De Niro's in his prime, man. He really is.
Was this 1978?
Ow! This might be Walken's most famous performance.
Think so? I mean, we know it.
Well, this is what made him famous.
Yeah. And then he did, I love the part where that, Mao! Got to Mao! That's like slapping them in the face to do it. Yeah. And then after that, he played Max Zorin in... A View to a Kill. He was a bad guy in one of the Bond movies.
Well, there's also the True Romance. I don't repeat the language.
Oh, of course.
It's a little off-colored for this.
My name is Lorenzo. You know who you are.
They said the Sicilians, and I don't want to go further.
The great lie is. I know the pantomime.
He describes him with the N-word, and it's not radio-friendly. It's not radio-friendly. It's not good for the airwaves. It's a famous... Famous quote from the movies, for sure.
It's funny. That's a 10-minute scene, too.
I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars. From growing up with him, I learned the pantomime.
It's a nice word, pantomime.
Pantomime.
I've never used that in my vernacular.
No.
Guy's got 17 pantomimes.
Woman's got 20.
Guy's got 17. But if you know them, like you know your own
battered police officer.
They lie detectors all to hell. Now, what we got here is a little game of show and tell.
It's kind of like the... I see where Tarantino got the Reservoir Dogs from, is this. Without a doubt.
What was first, though?
Tell me.
I think this was maybe 2 years predated.
I like... Well, Dennis Hopper makes the scene, too. I mean, they both...
Dennis Hopper is another legend.
Another legend. He's gone.
He's on the right.
Yeah. Can I have one of those Chesterfields now? Just speed it up. Got a light.
We're spawned by niggas.
Oh, my God.
That's what some old Irishman would say. For sure.
It's a fact. No, Reservoir Dog was the year before this.
Ah, there you
this
go.
Kind of bit off them a little, I guess.
Black blood.
The torture of police officers. Or just torture in general.
Torture in general in a seat.
You can look it up. You have the blood.
I don't care what you did, but I'm going to kill you anyway. The Moors conquered Sicily. And the Moors are niggas. Oh, my God.
Not radio friendly, but powerful in its own regard.
It's a fake.
She had a half-naked kid.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Now, you think that's they're going to shut us down? We're not saying it. That's Christopher Walken. But
so we'll finish on our
Dennis
tribute.
Hopper. Yeah, we're doing a lot of walking here, aren't we? Who cares? Everybody loves Christopher Walken.
Walken is a legend in his own right.
Sure is, especially how he loves the...
It was in my ass.
Oh, that's another classic. That's so, Pulp Fiction. See, he did a lot of good work over those years.
We'll kind of do a cap off here with the two big Marvel trailers that came out.
Sure,
huge.
Sure.
Especially the... End all be all is Infinity War.
Infinity War.
So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of speculation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of excitement.
Next month.
So some of the things, the big takeaways I took from that trailer, you see Thanos in his glory. Mm-hmm. He's wearing the armor finally. He doesn't look like a purple construction worker that's bald. He looks like the...
They're making him look they're making him look a little better. Like now
well,
it's
when
like,
he has his gold armor on, he looks like the alien warlord dictator of his glory.
Exactly.
Now, there's some speculation that Captain America, mm-hmm. Chris Evans, said he's reprising the role after these movies.
Sure.
And there's a scene in the trailer where there's a one-armed battle with Thanos and Captain America. Thanos does not have the gauntlet yet, but he has two of the Infinity Gems, which are visible. And anyone knows Thanos or comics, you can't fight Thanos 101. You'll inevitably die.
Sure.
Captain America, for his glory and strength, is no match for Thanos.
Right.
So my prediction early on is, and you heard it here first, with Evan saying he's not reprising the role anymore, I think Thanos will kill Captain America in this upcoming movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's going on. You kind of see a prelude of him kind of holding off Thanos' might, and probably is too much for him. So I think Captain America will get killed. I mean, one of the first big deaths in the MCU, Marvel Universe, as far as films are concerned. And you see it's a very ambitious project of characters from everything. Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther.
Right.
They're all in it. They're all in it. So this is a huge, huge project. Spider-Man, of course.
Naturally.
So yeah, this is going to be a big fucking deal. And it's coming out very soon. Next month.
I'm very excited. I mean, I'm excited. Like, the thing is that they've been drawing it out for a while now. Remember, the first Avengers is what, 2012?
Saw that with Mikey.
Yes, that's 6 years ago. It's been 6 years in the making. Listen, I'm not like... Like I think it'll be good. I mean, do I think it'll beat Avengers? It's just, you know...
Avengers 2 is terrible, in my opinion.
Yeah, Avengers 1 was better, you know? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, like, so... Like, I'm not going to say it was terrible, but it wasn't... It just wasn't very memorable. I didn't walk out and be like, whoa, like that's the movie of the decade, you know? It was just like, yeah, another superhero movie. That's the problem. It's like we're getting superhero fatigue because these movies kind of go...
Desensitized, for sure.
Desensitization.
Every 4 months, there's a new one.
Yeah, you know, like we just did Black Panther, which was good. Like, you know, we didn't go into detail about Black Panther. We just said we liked it, right? So, I mean, was there anything particular? Like, I liked it as an origin...
Okay, I'll give you the...
Did you like another origin story better?
I'll give you the one I thought... Michael B. Jordan was really cool.
Yeah, he's a cool villain.
He did a very exceptional job.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool seeing this kind of Africa was successful.
You mean Uganda?
Wakanda.
Wakanda, not Uganda. That's a real country.
You could see Uganda. There wouldn't be a movie about it.
It's got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Uganda, the movie.
What'd you think of Chadwick?
Death and Misery. That's the title.
Oh, my God. What'd you think of Chadwick Boseman? That's Black Panther.
Powerful African dude. Did well.
Did you think, did you like Lupita Luango in it? Forest Whitaker?
Forest Whitaker was played with his lazy eye, kind of.
He played the same character in Rogue One. Save the dream.
He was like Bill Cosby before he became a rapist. People liked him, and then they, you know, went.
Are you saying people
ways.
Don't like Forest Whitaker?
They do. He was this wholesome guy until he has rape charges.
What'd you think of Daniel Kaluuya, the one from the movie Get Out? He was in it.
Yeah, so he was cool. He was one of the rhinos, I believe.
Yeah. He's, what was he, a general?
I've never seen Get Out to this day.
What?
Everyone's
Get Out's a good
raving,
movie.
Raving.
Get Out might be the best movie 2017.
Everyone's raving. I have
that
to say.
Was like a Hitchcock throwback movie. Very good.
It's on HBO.
That was
I
like
check it.
Like a lot, some of the you know, listen, I'm not a scriptwriter, but some of the things I like I, when I watch these movies, I do think of where I would go as a director and as a writer, even though I don't write.
See, I look as more as a writer. I feel me and you are more writing how are.
Yeah, but just
work.
Because like how I would plot out.
Well,
a
we don't
film
have
like
a film
that.
Background either. We have
well, I've taken my share of film classes. I have like a minor in film. Practically, I didn't officially do that, but like the
we've
thing is,
graduate. Is what you're saying?
I don't. Yeah, I don't have like official like film degree, but like just because like I've made short films in my day, and because like I have a great understanding of film and direction, like some of the things I did, and it's like, well, I would have probably did that a little differently. But like just open to close, like the movie was well done, good, very Hitchcock throwback esque. You know, twists and like those kind of twists and the creepiness and like you know, because
don't give any. Spoilers.
I'm not. I'm not.
But everyone,
you know,
it's
that kind
movie.
Of that kind of thriller. You want to identify with the protagonist. You want to put yourself in there because that gives you that like disturbance, that kind of fear.
When you relate, that's what they
exactly.
want to do.
Exactly, and that movie got you to do that. So that's why that movie was really good. A lot of these movies you fucking snore through. Like the movie, I'm not gonna say the movie The Accountant was bad. Did you see the movie Accountant?
The only reason I liked it was
you saw it. Okay.
Well, I watched it.
No,
before.
I liked it too, but
there
I didn't like it that much.
There was like a scene in the movie where in the background it says like McGowan and Son.
Oh, is that why you like it? Because yeah. McGowan and Son.
It was like an Irish kind of. Yeah. But they had in the background my last name was prevalently seen, which I thought was.
Oh,
cool.
Well, that's why Sean liked it. No, that movie's okay. Like, it didn't get a great review. It was just an okay movie.
You know what's a better movie but similar was The Town, which is another Ben Affleck.
Oh, is it?
They robbed banks based off this. Famous kind of bank robber from the 80s, 90s, Boston.
Cool.
But that's Affleck's kind of tight role. But you know what? He's not a terrible Batman. People hate, but he's not terrible.
No, yeah.
Justice League, for example, terrible Rotten Tomato scores. I was very impressed.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of which, I just saw Wonder Woman for the first time.
Oh, wow. You didn't see it when it came out? See, that one was very good.
And I'm usually a DC guy. But I
what did you like more, Black Panther or Wonder Woman?
It's hard to compare.
I thought they were on par with each other. And you see, Justice League
Wonder Woman,
got a lot
I think
of flack.
Is
like
DC salvation. She's
yeah,
such
for sure,
a
for sure.
Hit. She's you know, super beautiful, but she's super into the character that everyone relates to her.
Yeah,
know?
When I was going into that movie, I was like, I think I'm gonna be. I was bracing myself for a bomb. And then I came out, I was like, oh, that movie's good. That's definitely the best one of all the DC
her,
ones.
And she's super like, you draw into her.
Yeah, originally, like, because, you know, she's not really an actress by trade. She's originally like a model. And, like, she was in the Batman v Superman, like, briefly. And I'm like, eh. So, but, like.
But she was just eye candy in that movie. I mean, exactly. She was in there. She fought briefly at the end.
But that movie was well done. You know, Wonder Woman, anyway. So it was
Batman
like,
Superman.
No, it was fucking a disaster. Zack Snyder, another Zack Snyder mess. But that's the point. It's like, oh, what? Like you said, that's the movie that's a salvation.
How
like,
these
can
guys
you name
did all these
DC
million-dollar chances? Oh, you only blew 70 mil. Let's give it
another
jump.
Give another chance. Seven more times. I know. How many times are they going to fuck it up before they give somebody else a better shot, you know? But no, like you said, it's probably the best salvation of the DC movies. And then Justice League's got some flack. Now, Justice League, what did Justice League get? As Rotten Tomatoes, let's take it.
They didn't lose money, but it wasn't considered
money
a
doesn't
success.
Count to me.
Like, but they didn't, it wasn't.
People go see these movies no matter what. And that's
it
why
wasn't a commercial failure, but it wasn't
no.
a
No, critically, I want to see what it got.
Critically.
See, critically, it's got a 40%.
The fans like it more than the critics, though.
Well, the audience score is 75% and the critics 40%.
Accurate.
See, like, I'm coming out of it. And, you know, are you going to consider me a critic? I'm half a critic, half a fan.
You do have a pretty avid Rotten Tomato kind
of... Yeah, I do. I Rotten Tomato rate a lot of movies. Yeah, I Rotten Tomato rate a lot of movies. But, like, 40%, I think, is definitely... Like, it's a... Go in as... You know it's a superhero movie. So rate it on that rate. Like, I'm not going to compare it to The Godfather. I'm not going to compare it to, like...
I wouldn't, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not going to compare it to Mystic River, you know? Like, or, you know, just, like, a better movie.
Mystic River is one of those Eastwood kind of
But that's a
classics.
Good movie. Like, you know, I'm not comparing it to those kind of movies. I'm you know, as a superhero movie, I don't think it deserves a 40%.
So, I've been on, like, an Eastwood kick, watch some of the old classic westerns.
Maybe The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Well, that's the one
everyone Fistful
knows.
Of Dollars.
Yeah, Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh,
bunch.
Escape from Alcatraz. Isn't that, what year is that?
70s. Can't tell you what year, but 70s for sure. And I've noticed a theme, at least two different movies of him in a western motif.
Oh, sure.
He's raped someone very casually.
Yeah,
just raped someone.
Right, that's right. Was that was that Escape from Alcatraz or was that?
No, these are like the westerns.
Fistful of Dollars. Yeah, or
he just goes in. He sees a hot girl. He rapes her, and then he starts dating her at the end of the movie.
It is a different time. What could I say? Like, a lot of people like
if that was in a movie now, people would be marching in the streets.
Like, the thing, like, people say that about, like, Walt Disney, to bring him up.
Who's a big anti-Semite.
That's what they say. It's not that he was a big anti-Semite. It's just that he was a white guy, and it was 1930, you know?
Well, Henry Ford, he hated Jews as well.
It's not it's not that, it's just the time, like, there was a certain custom, you know? Like, it's hard to, like, fault, and I didn't say fault it, but, like, it was
it's
just
different times.
It's different times, like
everyone
when
has their grandparents that they don't talk about when they told you things
yeah,
back in the day that were inappropriate.
It was just a different custom. Like, I'm not, like, excusing it. Like, it's, you know, they should know better, I guess,
but
as humans.
Now everything's liberalized also, and it's kind of...
Well, he was very conservative. Like, everything
now,
was communist. Those damn communists.
You can't sneeze on somebody without them saying you're a racist. Or
sure.
You're
well, that's the internet snowflake mentality, and a lot of that has to do
snowflake
with, like, these...
Snowflake mentality is a good
little,
term, I
little
like
blah... Yeah, the
we're not a political show by any means.
No, of course not.
But,
no, but
I just noticed, I brought
a
up
lot
the
of that.
It was, they made rape very casual, and no one ever mentioned it.
That's a 40-year-old movie that's depicting things that went on a long time ago, you know? Like, what year is that?
It's
the 1800s,
that's
what I'm
that
saying.
Is prevalent, I'm
it's
sure.
It's like, all right, I get it. Like, that's not PC today, but, you know, for the 1800s, that probably happened. And in
absolutely.
And in the 1960s and 70s, that was more of, like, an acceptable thing to show in media and film, you know?
100%.
Nowadays, people would be pissed, and rightfully so, because it's like nobody wants to fucking see it. Like it helped if it fits the narrative. Like, if there's a rape in a movie and it fits the narrative because it's a crime thriller, whatever. You know, I'm not. You know, what it is what it is. It's a piece of film. It's not real.
Well, I like film to be as real as possible.
Sure,
it makes a story more relatable.
Well, that's
more
the point.
Attainable.
Like, if it fits the narrative, like, you know, sometimes that kind of stuff is expletive or it's what's the word? It's in there just to, I'm forgetting the word here, but it's in there just to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, Sean? Do we have to pause this while I think about the word? But I'm like, it's just in there for the sake of having it in there as opposed to just serving the narrative.
Well, sometimes now they'll just kind of show what's going to happen, but they don't show it itself.
Sure, that'll happen a lot.
They kind of do a prelude, like,
and
oh, yeah.
And that's maybe a more tasteful way of doing something like that. If you need, like, a vicious scene like that in the film, like, you don't need to show all the gritty parts of it. It becomes a bit of a expletive, and it's also what's the word like the movie Kids, like the movie Kids really, like, went over the edge with a lot of that racist
shit. I've never
shit.
Seen Kids, honestly.
You never seen the movie Kids?
I wanted
terrible.
To, I just never got around to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to cap it off, but that's, you brought some pretty relevant, valid statements.
Yeah.
Deadpool, a lot of hype behind it. The new trailer's out. The first movie was kind of, its success was good in a way that it gave Marvel, Disney, like, okay, we can make radar movies, are going to make money. That was kind of their gamble. This was like their guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
That was their first radar kind of Marvel flick, and it was a smashing success.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Deadpool was great, the first one.
So, second one, same characters. And it was an X-Force, which is a kind of lower rate superhero team, kind of a lamer X-Men and Misfits. Put it, look at it as a mixture of Suicide Squad and Guardians of the Galaxy. Just kind of these renegade Misfits, but not as cool. These are kind of lower end X-Men kind of scrap, you know? So they're in the movie. Cable, which I think is the highlight for me, is in the flick. He looks super cool. Josh Brolin, who also voices Thanos, which people don't know. So he's Cable. Looks fucking awesome. And people don't know, he's like a futuristic character. He's Cyclops' son. He's like a time traveler. So we don't know the story itself within the Deadpool, but he has like the Arab cab driver, the dark jokes and all that noise.
Oh, yeah.
It should be great.
No, I'm excited. Listen, I think it'll be good. The writing for the first one was good. The jokes are good. I feel bad for the parents that brought their kids to see the first one. It's a superhero movie, but it's rated R. I guess they just, but they took a risk and it worked. It worked well, you know? So I'm excited to see the, what was that? 2 years ago? The first Deadpool, was that last year? February? Because I know it was February.
I think it was late. Feb 2016, I want to say.
Probably 2016. Yeah. Let's just take a gander here. But, yeah, exactly. So, it was February 2016. So Deadpool 2 comes out, what's the date for it? It's coming out next year, May of next year. So it should be good. So, the first one was good. It's good because, like, the problem is that, like you said, we have superhero fatigue. And what was it you said before? We're getting desensitized to it. Because how much more action on top of action on top of... Like, that's the problem with the Transformers movies. Like, Transformers, like, 3 and 4. I can't fucking watch those movies anymore,
man. I think they had 5.
Yeah, it's 5. Revenge of the Fallen.
Michael Bay style.
Yeah, where it's just explosion after explosion. You leave
like the Ninja Turtles, he did okay. He could have did a little better.
Honestly, my biggest complaint
was I didn't like how they looked. The turtles visually were like, they looked strange.
Would you have preferred them to be in green costumes like they were in the 90s?
I would like them to look more traditional turtles and not these like anamorphic freaks.
We got to make it realistic.
At the end of the day, they weren't terrible. They were movies like as Michael Bay does.
Maybe with a great visionary actor that could have been very good.
They had a better visual portrayal. So just to cap it off, what I'm excited about, which you haven't heard much about, is they do everything because Hollywood's out of fucking ideas.
They sure are.
So I also capped off this episode with that. They are remaking The Predator.
Oh, God. Oh,
and there's nothing. The original Schwarzenegger movie is a classic on any end.
Come on, get to the chopper. Come on, do it now.
Everyone there is a steroid meathead womanizer.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Everyone from Carl Weathers,
Carl Weathers, every one of them is jacked out of their birds.
The entire cast, I can only imagine what they did offset. I'm afraid.
Fucking drinking booze, banging women, and sticking steroids in their asses.
I never seen a.
No way any of those guys were not on steroids, right?
They probably gave them steroids offset to keep them fucking juiced.
That was a thing in the 80s, man.
Cast, every single guy was juiced out of their mind.
Look at Sylvester Stallone. From Rocky 2 to Rocky 3. Bro.
Look at him now.
He's fucking sure. Yeah, well, now it's obvious he takes HGH. I mean, he got arrested with HGH in Australia a few years ago.
Dude, he's in his 60s.
No, that's not natural, you know?
No 6-year-old looks like that.
No, not naturally anyway. No, they're taking, you know, like they're pumping up the testosterone with HGH and shit.
I just don't want them to ruin a classic. That's what I want to say. But
these remakes don't ruin
the new Aliens seem pretty well, so I'm excited. I think they're not going to fuck it up.
But that's not a remake. Are they remaking Predator? Or are they going to do a soft reboot where it's like not a remake, but it's a sequel?
I understand it's just going to be a remake of. They're going to reintroduce Predator into our movie.
So a soft reboot. So it's going to be Predator in 2018. So it's not a remake, it's just a soft reboot.
Essentially.
Because they're redoing the franchise, but at the same time.
They want to, because it hasn't been Predator. Predator 2 is a shit crap movie. Donald Glover in LA, it sucks. Neil Schwarzenegger, Predator 2 is.
Was it Donald? Not Donald Glover.
The guy from Lethal Weapon. Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Danny.
You're mixing him up. I'm like, you talking about Childish Gambino?
Danny Glover. Like, it's easy mistake.
What do they all got the same name to you, Sean? What do you mean they? Racist motherfucker. But
inaccurate.
Yeah. I think it'll be terrible. I mean, the thing is, like, when you think about, look at that, look at how much flack. I'm gonna give you a second here. I'm gonna give you one opportunity. What soft reboot or remake in the last few years has gotten a massive amount of flack? Name the one.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we are Ghostbusters. Diehards.
But the point is that you're like,
well, you change your recipe. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, why is there a whole female cast? Not that
it's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick that failed.
Yeah. And it wasn't. They could have made it male and female, like, cause of, you know,
just have a hot Janine. Keep what works. You know, you don't want to change something that is. Religion of people.
The fan base of Ghostbusters, it's not that they're misogynist. It's just that it's all like nerdy guys from the 80s who just want to project themselves to be nerdy guys fighting ghosts, you know?
And nerdy women fighting ghosts doesn't equate to that.
Yeah, yes.
And women, I can't speak for them, but in general, the fan base wasn't women.
Exactly. Like, it's like Indiana Jones. Like, you wouldn't make a remake of Indiana Jones and have a woman Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
right?
Charlize Theron's Indiana Jones, he would be like, what is this?
Well, she'd be pretty hot as a female Indiana Jones.
She would.
That's an idea, Sean. We're cooking ideas here.
Cooking.
We'll sell that
one
to the studios.
Like a female James Bond. Would that work?
Exactly. That's the
would
kind.
Would that work?
It's not that they, well, maybe though, like maybe James Bond's
a female spy would be cool, but James Bond is tested tradition that you just don't want to.
It's just that these are right, but that they're properties that appeal to mostly men. Like the like what would you say is the demographic of women that like James Bond movies? The percentage wise,
20%.
Is that the most? Right. I don't even think it's probably that much. And then same thing with Ghostbusters. Like, you know, like Back to the Future is a movie that, you know.
You could do something like that and mix
it. Everyone, like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Ghostbusters
but those movies are more.
Chemistry that I think they
They're like, you could have did Ghostbusters all women like they did. But the thing was that it didn't really call for it. You know, it wasn't a testosterone fueled movie to begin with. It's just, It was just a movie that happened to have four good comedians with great chemistry. Not to say that the four women that played in the new Ghostbusters don't have that chemistry. It's just that it just came off so gimmicky. Like, we're switching it up. It's all female. It's like, well, are you doing that for the sake of having all female because it's 2018 and that's very politically correct? Or are you doing it to serve the narrative and how the story is written? And granted, they wrote the story for the women. But the thing was that it was more like it came off to everyone as a gimmick. And I'm not to say that the movie's a complete disaster. I don't think it's horrible. I think it's a bit forgettable, especially compared to the classic greatness of the original, which is one of the best, comedies of the 80s, you know, if not the best one. Like, you have a few great ones in there. You have Ferris Bueller. You got Back to the Future.
Just don't change the recipes.
You could have.
I think they learned that they were too ambitious in a remake that was just.
I mean, yeah, they were already getting ready to talk about sequels and shit. And with the internet flack, you don't hear much about these Ghostbusters.
It wasn't a commercial success. No one's buying the toys.
They tried to make it seem that way, but it doesn't seem like it was a commercial
success.
No sequels
in the works.
Yeah. You don't have little girls buying.
It set Ghostbusters back 20 years, unfortunately.
Like, the Extreme Ghostbusters, the TV show, had it right. They did guys and girls, if you recall. You ever watch that show?
It was very short-lived.
Yeah, it was like a
season
or whatever. I watched a few episodes in the 90s, but.
I remember watching. It was on, like.
See,
Egon was on the show.
Egon was, like, in a wheelchair. And it's like, they just should have did that. Just fucking do something like that. Not exactly like
it. Let's, like, make Ninja Turtles, like, frogs. It's just, you know, like, don't change with what works.
Yeah. Like, again, it goes back to the female Indiana Jones thing. But again, that you already have something like that. It's Laura Croft. And while that appeals to people.
See, I'm not going to watch it in the movie theater, but I'll watch it when it's on Netflix or HBO or something.
The thing is that that's just a different movie than, like, Indiana Jones. Like, Indiana Jones is the kind of movie where you project yourself. You want to be Indiana Jones. He's traveling. He's beating up guys. He's smart. You know. Like, it's kind of, not to say that you can't project yourself into the female role, it's just that, like, the majority of people that like these properties are male, so, you know, they identify with the protagonist, And when you change the protagonist and they can't identify as well, I think, you know, you're going to see an outroar. You're going to see people upset. And beyond that, and beyond the fact that it was all women, it was more just a ride. Like, it was a kind of forgettable movie. Like, there's some funny parts in the Ghostbusters 2016 movie, but overall, it's pretty forgettable.
The cameos are good, but it's Ghostbusters like back 20 years.
I think a lot of bits went nowhere. Like, she's like, oh, you didn't give me the wontons in my soup. That went nowhere. Like, just like bits that didn't go anywhere. The original movie had, not Dan Aykroyd, what's his name? Bill Murray's, like, beautiful deadpan, most of which
what
was
deadpan, and then
I'll call that a big yes. Somebody saw a cockroach on 12. It's got to be some cockroach.
Dan Aykroyd was just kind of good, like goofball.
Yeah, he's the heart of the Ghostbusters. They all had like they all served a good purpose. There's a steady paycheck in it.
Cameo Winston.
Oh yeah, he was the best cameo in the new 2016 one. He was in the
hearse. Our uncle.
He's her uncle, and he's the hearse owner. Yeah, the funeral director owner, whatever.
But yeah, so it's good getting back on the airwaves.
Yeah, we're back.
We'll try to make this a little more repetitive, as we always say.
Say that. We've been on for three. We're almost on 3 years. We almost have our 3 year.
We're less than 30 episodes in 3 years. But
10 episodes a year? That's like less than Game of Thrones. And they're skipping a year.
That's a whole other. That's just for another episode. Like
sure.
Game of Thrones.
In 2019 when they come back.
We'll send some pics of these epic.
Yeah.
Proxies.
We're
going to
do a YouTube video now.
We'll throw some walk-ins in there as well.
Yeah, we're going to walk.
Anyone wants to come out to the Big Apple Comic Con, send us a chat, and we'll love to meet you.
It's going
to
be fantastic. All right, everyone, that's it for this week. I guess that's it. Hopefully we'll get on very soon. I don't want to say next week and put everybody's hopes up, but we'll get on soon.
Sooner than 100%.
Later, 100%, says Sean. All right, until then, everyone, have a good spring. Hopefully it'll sprung soon, because nothing yet with the weather in New York. It's been bitter, or at least rainy and miserable. But until then, everyone, enjoy your weeks, enjoy your days, enjoy your work days, and keep watching the stars.